Did you know that John A. Roebling's Sons Company of Trenton, New Jersey is the inspiration for the Jersey famous saying on a bridge about Trenton's days as a powerhouse? Roebling, who also designed the Brooklyn Bridge, is a famous name from Trenton's past. The decaying steel and wireworks manufacturing site bearing his name, CPIC, has become synonymous with Trenton's woe. When I interviewed Trenton Mayor Reed Gusciora last year, he said this: Trenton has a lot of abandoned properties, particularly there are four Roebling buildings, football field-sized. We have industrial areas that have vacant properties, warehousing that's ready to use. I was skeptical because even though I like Reed a lot, we've all heard mayors trying to sell their town's promise and potential. I wanted to believe it and I told him so. I not even jokingly suggested growing medical cannabis at the Roebling site and maybe creating some green space in our mostly concrete-clad capital city. The cannabis idea is still a ways away, but part of the Roebling site is coming back to life. Mayor Gusciora announced today at a press conference that a company called Principal plans to transfer their White Plains, New York facility into Roebling Block 2, part of the massive, mostly languishing Roebling site. This development would include green space and jobs, 400 new jobs in Trenton over the next decade, the mayor said. This is a great opportunity for Trenton residents to have access to high-paying jobs, said Gusciora. Principal projects to grow to about 400 jobs in Trenton over the next 10 years, the vast majority of which only require a high school diploma. Beyond that, this is the start of something great for the Roebling complex. Developing the property will encourage other companies to invest in Trenton and the historic complex and provide more opportunities for our residents to succeed. According to their statement, Principal is a fiber optic rotary joint manufacturer with a commitment to preserving the historic aspect of the Roebling building, CPIC, and build a LEED certified, energy efficient facility. They'll purchase the site for $85,000 and will invest $4 million into the historic building. Clifford Zink literally wrote the book on Roebling and the part this company played in Trenton's mighty industrial past. He noted the knock-on effect. Those 400 jobs over the next decade would create more jobs. As I chronicled in The Roebling Legacy, the Roeblings made precision products on this site for well over a century. Mr. Zink told Insider Principal will be following in that tradition by bringing high-tech production back to Trenton with its fiber-optic components. Principal's rehabilitation of Building 62 will jumpstart the long-awaited redevelopment of Roebling Block 2 and its superb historic mills, and it will stimulate additional rehabilitation on Roebling Blocks 1 and 3. There are a lot of town in New Jersey that would love some real good news on April Foods Day and every day. If there's something this cool happening in your town, email me lasider.j@gmail.com and let me know.